In this morning's Sense of Community installment, you met Veronica Palit from the former Soviet Republic of Moldova. Veronica officially became a United States citizen 2 months ago at a naturalization ceremony held at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield. As it happens, the woman we're profiling this afternoon was the keynote speaker at that ceremony.
I was born in Wuhan, China. It's a transportation hub, and it is a very big city.
That's Lisa Sun, a programmer analyst in the Computer Technology Services Department at American National Insurance Headquarters here in Springfield. Her husband, Dr. Wenping Xu, is a research professor in the Environmental Plant Science and Natural Resources Department at Missouri State University Mountain Grove, where he directs the Center for Grapevine Biotechnology. Lisa spent her first 26 years living in Wuhan, China.
We live in the apartment. There's four stories apartment, and we go to elementary school, middle school, high school. It was just normal, I think.
Up to the end of 1978, there were no diplomatic relations between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Lisa Sun describes it as a closed door.
We didn't have any view or know anything about outside of China.
For a decade, things in China seemed to be opening up a bit.
And everything looks really good at that time. And seems everything worked well. The economy is booming before 89. And then suddenly, this crackdown happened.
June 4th, 1989. We, of course, just marked the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, when the Chinese Communist government declared martial law in order to brutally suppress student protests that had been going on since April.
We were so shocked. Basically, we were desperate and we felt hopeless. We were hoping to have a really good country. I mean, economy was booming, and then we have a good future in front of us, we can see. And then it seems I cannot trust anybody.
Lisa and Wenping knew a missionary English teacher. They discussed their feelings of hopelessness with him, and he introduced them to Christianity, which they embraced wholeheartedly. Within 5 years, they were both in the United States.
My husband and I, actually we had an American dream early on, even before our marriage, like 1988. He studied English all the time and he tries to apply for an American university to come here to get higher education.
But in 1989, the Chinese government imposed a rule that students had to serve the country for 5 years before they could get permission to travel abroad. In 1993, Wenping, 5 years after graduation, was offered a scholarship to complete his PhD in plant pathology at North Carolina State University. Lisa and the couple's three-year-old son came over about 6 months later. In the late 1990s, they went to Texas A&M University, where Wenping did his postdoctoral research and Lisa earned a master's in computer science.
Then in 2000, he was offered a job at Missouri State University on Mountain Grove campus.
They now live here in Springfield. Dr. Xu commutes to Mountain Grove twice a week. The couple joined Second Baptist Church soon after they moved to Springfield in about 2004, and one of their biggest projects here has been the establishment of a campus Chinese Baptist church for students here on the Springfield MSU campus.
October the 10th, 2010, that's 10-10-10 in Chinese, as three crosses. We started our first service.
When Lisa's son acted as keynote speaker at the naturalization ceremony at Wilson's Creek Battlefield 2 months ago, she told the story of how she and her husband became citizens. She read part of her address for us.
To us, America represents freedom. My husband and I worked really hard to come to the States. In 1997, Wenping graduated from NC State. He received his PhD there. At the same time, I earned my PhD. Meaning push husband through. In the spring of 2004, after 10 years of effort and expectation, anticipation, we joyfully received our green cards. And we knew at that time for sure we can stay here in the States. And then we immediately applied for citizenship after we got the green card. So we want to be part of our dream country. Here we can vote and we have the right to speak freely. Also, we can seek happiness without fear. But it took us 5 more years to get there.
When Lisa and Wenping Xu became U.S. citizens in 2009, one of their friends at church, Sam Bradley, wrote to Congressman Roy Blunt to request an American flag to commemorate the occasion. The certificate that came with it read, "This flag was flown in honor of their receiving their United States citizenship."
That was the most joyful and proudest time of our lives in the United States of America.
Thanks to Lisa Sun for sharing her story. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart.